Hello, I'm Brennan Kinnoyer, and welcome to the Windows Weekly Newscast for Friday, September 22, 2006. Let's take a look at the stories that made news in the world of Windows this past week. Remember, you can read the full articles for all these stories and more at searchwinit.com. Leading off, Dell has teamed up with Symantec to put together a package designed to give companies a new drop-in email management system. Released on Wednesday, the product, called Secure Exchange, is intended to provide companies with everything they need to manage their email systems all in one package. Secure Exchange bundles Windows Server 2003, Exchange 2003, and Symantec's antivirus, security, and email archiving software to go along with hardware such as Dell's PowerEdge servers and PowerVault Taper storage servers. Matt Cain, Vice President at Gartner Incorporated, told SearchOneIT that he feels the package is hitting the market at the right time, citing that many companies are looking to reduce the complexity of their email systems while at the same time maximize uptime and maintain a secure environment. The package will be available in a variety of configurations geared towards systems both small and large, with options such as Symantec's Mail Security 8200 series. Dell is also giving customers the option of purchasing the bundle one piece at a time. Not everyone is welcoming the package with open arms, however. John Hurd, a network analyst at the City of Redmond in Washington, told SearchOneIT that Secure Exchange might only be ideal for companies with small IT crews that either don't specialize in Exchange or have the time for extensive product testing. Hurd warned that companies who purchase packaged products like Secure Exchange run the risk of being stuck with certain features they don't like. Others suspect that the package represents more of a publicity stunt by Dell than anything else. Janet Waxman, an analyst at IDC in Massachusetts, says that since Dell's sales have been down of late, the partnership with Symantec could simply be a strategy to boost numbers for the company. Microsoft was also in the news this week, releasing new betas for Windows Server 2003 Service Pack 2 and System Center Essentials 2007. With the second service pack from Windows Server 2003 scheduled to be released this fall, the beta refresh contains a roll-up of hotfixes, security updates, and bug fixes. The System Center Essential Beta 2 is the latest release of the upcoming software package, which is aimed at the mid-market that consolidates manageability tools such as System Center Operations Manager and Windows Server Update Services. The official release of System Center Essential is scheduled sometime next year. More news from Microsoft. SearchSecurity.com reports that less than 2 days after releasing its monthly patch update last week, the company warned of a new flaw for Internet Explorer that could allow an attacker to potentially crash or take control of a machine. An email sent by a Microsoft spokesperson said the company, quote, is investigating new public reports of a vulnerability that may allow an attacker to execute code on a user's machine by convincing them to visit a malicious website using Internet Explorer, end quote. The email also stated that an exploit code has already been released, though there have yet to be any reported cases of its use. The company did release an advisory to help users protect their machines, stating that they can help mitigate the threat by allowing only trusted websites to run ActiveX controls, as well as disabling active scripting in the internet and local intranet security zones. In other security news, the Associated Press reports that vendors are moving forward with plans to sell their annual slate of security products this fall, despite the large amount of freeware currently available. Lane Bess, General Manager for Customer Products with Trend Micro Incorporated, says while he agrees that most of the threats can be wiped out with freeware currently available on the web, he feels that the majority of customers are not necessarily tech-savvy enough to piece it all together. Vendors contend that while the benefits of freeware security are obvious, they usually require a patchwork process where users are forced to obtain features from several different sources in order to fully protect their systems. Best told the AP that rather than go through such a hassle, he believes most people would prefer to simply spend $50 on a product from Trend Micro that does it all. Other limitations of freeware security reported by the AP include the lack of automatic email and message scanning, which forces users to remember to perform checkups on their own. The same is true for Microsoft, which only offers automated scanning with Windows Live OneCare, which costs $50 a year for up to 3 computers. Even with the more robust firewall that is built into the company's upcoming release of Windows Vista, Live OneCare will not be included with the operating system, but instead sold separately by Microsoft. Other limitations of freeware include restrictions on license terms and the inability of companies to remotely update their computers. Such restrictions have made vendors confident that while freeware might provide the right price for most users, they'll still be willing to pay for a more convenient alternative. Moving on, the Seattle Times reports that the new tools provided in Microsoft's upcoming release of Office 2007 might not be worth the price of admission. The new application will offer users a dramatically different interface, as well as several new workgroup tools and time-saving features. However, the addition of Office 07 could also require many users to upgrade their OS software and hardware at a cost that could prove to be too steep for some. Microsoft plans to release 7 versions of the new Office, with retail prices ranging from $149 for the home and student editions to $679 for the ultimate edition of Office 2007. The Times reports that new features provided could make it all worthwhile for users, but customers should be aware that the application will only run on Windows XP and the new Vista operating system, so upgrade costs could become a major factor. And finally, in virtualization news, a report out of VNUNet says that the effects of virtualization are not limited to server consolidation, but that the technology has implications reaching far across corporate cultures. Richard Curran, director of Intel's Digital Enterprise Group, told VNUNet that virtualization is beginning to raise questions of corporate politics, such as who owns, pays for, and manages certain servers in a data center. Curran explains that since virtualization provides users with shared access to applications and computing resources, regardless of the physical location, it in a way creates shared ownership of the servers as well, a fact that may take some time for users to get used to. According to Curran, one of the pitfalls of virtualization is that, for example, if a company consolidates 6 servers and one of the servers fails, it affects all the other servers in the data center. This fact has caused companies to put an even greater focus on high reliability features as a means of avoiding such problems. Curran reiterates, though, that the major adjustment caused by virtualization is still more of a cultural one than anything else, and while the technology certainly isn't going anywhere, it could bring with it the loss of absolute data ownership. For more stories and information on virtualization, be sure to visit searchservervirtualization.com. That's the big news from the world of Windows from the past week. Be sure to check out searchwinit.com throughout the week for all the latest Windows news and expert advice. I'm Brennan Knoyer. Thanks for listening.